Philadelphia mental health experts are imploring the city to fund the expansion of community mobile crisis response teams, which respond to behavioral health emergencies around the clock. WHYY's Nicole Leonard was at a city council public hearing Monday where advocates called on the city to scale up the program.
Community mobile crisis response teams involve clinicians, social workers, nurses, and outreach experts, but no law enforcement. These specialists respond to calls made to the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline, and they help people find treatment and support for mental health issues.
When people don't have this kind of response, they suffer.
Julia Lyon is a licensed clinical social worker and therapist in Center City. She says Philly should prioritize funding for this community response model over programs that involve police.
On countless occasions, I have seen my clients become endangered by the wrong response arriving on scene. And conversely, I have seen how connection, support, and therapeutic intervention can change the course of someone's life.
The City Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services is asking City Council to approve over $21 million in the next budget, some of which will be used to ramp up technology, staffing, and training protocols for the Mobile Crisis Program. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.